Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our NFL playoff coverage is brought to you by Metro Ford. Visit their inventory online at kcmetroford.com. Coming up in a little bit, we'll give you a chance to win a pizza as only the drive can. But right now, we're talking a little AFC championship game this Sunday between the Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. I've got just one very simple message for the Chiefs. It ain't about how you start, it's how you finish. The Chiefs have started very well against the Cincinnati Bengals. They have ended very poorly against the Cincinnati Bengals. The first game, 17-3 in the second half of the game. 17-3. In the second game, 17-3 in the second half and overtime. The Chiefs had the ball in OT. You know, back when we had the old rules before the Buffalo Bills started crying about it being unfair, where if you got the ball first and you went down and scored a touchdown, you could win the game. You know, the Chiefs have done that before. They've been on the winning side and the losing side of it. The Chiefs had the ball. You could have regrouped. I know that halftime didn't go the best for the Chiefs, but you had a chance to regroup. You had a chance to woo-sah. You just got to put one drive together to go win the game. Chiefs go three and out, throw an interception. They lose. The last matchup between these two teams, Cincinnati outscored Kansas City 10-0 in the fourth quarter of the game. The message is simple. Finish. This is not a 47-minute game. This is not a we're up at the end of the first half. Fat Joe comes out here. He does lean back. Everybody's feeling good. Let's check the game time ticket app for Super Bowl. 60 minutes. The Chiefs haven't beat Cincinnati because they haven't played a full 60 minutes. They've played a good 47 minutes. They've played a good 51. They have yet to put together a 60-minute effort. 17-3 in the second half the first time. 17-3 in second half and overtime the second time. 10-0 in the fourth quarter. You are not beating good football teams that way. The NFL doesn't work that way. This team has to finish strong. Now, if you guys want to have this conversation, let's have it. That's an Andy Reid thing. I believe that Andy Reid is the second best coach of his generation behind Zach Taylor. This is an Andy Reid thing. Let's be real here. It's not just, man, Pat played really bad in the second half. Oh. Zach Taylor has outcoached Andy Reid in their three matchups. I don't know how you can come to any other conclusion other than that. We look at halftime as the ability to make adjustments, right? That's what it is. We've said this for 10 years. Man, when the Chiefs have a game circled, they didn't have the first game circled against the Cincinnati Bengals. That was the first game we looked at the schedule. Hey, when they play Cincinnati? In the AFC Championship game, sure, things didn't go great at the end of the first half. That's when you grab your superstar quarterback, when you grab your offensive coordinator. Hey, we're good. Look at the score. We're up 21-10 in this situation. We're good. Let's not let this play define us for the remainder of the game. And the Chiefs let the mistake at the end of the first half define them. Cincinnati has done a really good job in these three games of handling adversity, and they've handled that adversity better than Kansas City. Things are going to go wrong in a game. You're going to mess up a clock management situation. Something's going to go wrong. The Chiefs have responded poorly in most of those situations, and Cincinnati has responded better. That's coaching. There's no other way to put it to me. That is coaching. Andy is too good of a coach to, in these matchups, be outcoached by somebody like Zach Taylor. I don't say that with any shade towards Zach Taylor, but when you've got a home lead and you're up double digits in the second half of the AFC Championship game, you got to bring that home. When you're leading on the road against a team like Cincinnati, you got to win that football game. You have to find a way to do it. Andy Reid has been outcoached in these three games against Zach Taylor.
A lot has been made by fans, and I've pushed back on it, that Andy Reid is not the kind of coach that keeps his foot on the gas and goes for the kill and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He gets conservative. And I've largely pushed back at this, but based on those numbers, I can't argue with it. Zach Taylor has made halftime adjustments and Andy Reid has gone into a shell, or both. One of the two things is true, or maybe both, because Zach Taylor is out here embarrassing Andy Reid in the second half of these games. Embarrassing him. If you're a firm believer in halftime adjustments, which is 100% coaching, Zach Taylor goes in the locker room with his coaching staff, with Lou, what's his name, and whoever their offensive coordinator is, Callahan, and says, okay, what's going right, what's going wrong? Andy goes in the locker room and doesn't do anything. And the Bengals come out and they win every game. We opened the show talking about how mistakes what gets you beat by the Chiefs, when it's Chiefs and Bengals, and you're right, the mistakes have gotten the Chiefs beat. However, the Bengals have caused those mistakes because they are dominating the second half against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm looking at the defense and the cornerback matchup here. One thing that has me really encouraged about this matchup is I think you're going up against the best trio of wide receivers in the National Football League. Ja'Marr Chase is playing at a Hall of Fame level. I know it's super early, but this version of a wide receiver is one of the best we've ever seen. T. Higgins, who's a really strong number two, and Tyler Boyd, who might be the best number three receiver in the National Football League. That's a really talented trio. You then couple that with the quarterback. I think this is the best trio of corners that they've thrown at him. Last year in the AFC Championship game, your top three corners were Tre'Varius Ward, L'Jarius Sneed, and your number three corner was Rashad Fenton. He got cut in the middle of the season. Rashad Fenton played 72% of the snaps, Rob, in the AFC Championship game last year. Rashad Fenton, a guy who you drafted over in the next year and you felt comfortable enough to get rid of him in the middle of the season. You think about the matchup earlier this year. Their third corner was Joshua Williams. He's a guy that you're just not really using anymore. Jalen Watson has passed him up on the depth chart. I think we're seeing the best cornerback matchup that we've seen going up against him. I think you would still have to give Cincinnati the edge, but I think you are way more equipped to go up against their wide receivers than you've ever been before. With Sneed, McDuffie, and Jalen Watson, I think you give yourself a fighting chance. And that's why, for me, the biggest thing on this to me is pressure. I think you got to give your young corner some help. I think you're asking a lot if you're asking Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson to cover for 3 and 4 seconds. That is not where you have the advantage. Frank Clark has to play well in this game. Chris Jones has to play well. They have to be disrupting. They have to disrupt timing. They have to move Joe Burrow off his spots. You got to give your young corners a chance in this, because we know Spags is either going to be aggressive and blitz to try to create that pressure, or he's going to leave guys on an island one-on-one, and you're going to ask Jalen Watson to make a play. You're going to ask Trent McDuffie to make a play. You got to get home, and you got to get pressure. They have to show an ability to get pressure with their front four against Joe Burrow and that offense.
I 100% agree. and I don't know if this is breaking news. I'm not going to hit the sound. I don't know if it's breaking news worthy. But have you seen the injury report, Carrington? Have you seen the one the Chiefs just put out? Because there's a new name that has arisen on the injury report. Travis Kelce will be listed as questionable for the game on Sunday. This is the first I had known that Travis Kelce was in anything.
I don't care about that.
He was listed as full participant. Questionable is something.
Travis Kelce's playing. Okay, Travis Kelce's playing. Like
I'm just saying your two best players are suddenly hobbly.
Yeah, it's they've been playing football for 21 weeks. I mean, I get it. You see it, it's an injury report. Travis Kelce is playing. Travis Kelce's doing podcast. He's playing. What are we doing here? Let's not overreact to the injury report on the Friday before the game. You know what I think Travis Kelce can do without? The walkthrough they had today. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. I'm not overreacting to this on either side or in either game. I'm not reacting to it. On either side. I don't care. In the Eagles game, Christian McCaffrey's playing. Like, what are we doing here? We all know this. So I get it. Travis Kelce's on the injury report. It does not matter. It does not matter. Travis Kelce was a full participant Wednesday, a full participant on Thursday. He will play in the game on Sunday. He will be Travis Kelce. I'm not over. You saw the Eagles basically just sat their entire defense today for it's rested everybody on defense for their final practice. It is week 21 of the NFL season. You've had enough practice, enough film, enough walkthrough. Everything will be perfectly fine. I promise you. There's no reason to overreact to Travis Kelce being on the injury report. Coming up on the other side, we need a caller, 913-586-7610. It is time to play a quick game of the Google game. We need a caller, 913-586-7610. We'll play and give you a chance to win a pizza. That's coming up right here on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Drive. Catch insider Nate Taylor with Cody and Gold every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is time to play the game that is sweeping the city. It is another rousing edition of the Google game. The Google game is very simple. It is based off the rules of Family Feud. I will give you a category according to GoogleTrends.com, and you have to give me the correct answer. How it goes, I will give you three strikes. If you strike out, we put you on hold. Rob then gets the opportunity to save you. If Rob saves you, then you win a pizza. If not, well, we give your pizza to somebody else. Tyler, do you understand the rules to the Google game?
I'm ready, C-Dot.
All right, the Google game today is very simple. These are the top six most searched for cities in the state of Ohio. Now, I have eliminated Cincinnati because that was actually number four on the list. So I've eliminated Cincinnati. These are the top six cities in the state of Ohio, searched on Google, not including Cincinnati, where the Chiefs' opponent is from.
Canton? Is there a Canton, Ohio?
Correct answer, number six on the board, Canton, Ohio, is on the board. All right, you have the top five answers on the board. You did get the number six, Canton, Ohio. That is where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is. Canton, Ohio. You have no strikes, five answers on the board. Tyler, I know you can do it.
How about Cleveland?
Also on the board, the number two answer, Cleveland, Ohio, is on the board. All right, you have Cleveland. You have Canton. Cincinnati is also off the board. There are four answers left. The most Googled cities in Ohio. You have four cities left and no strikes. You are having a fantastic game so far.
I got a buddy who lives in Toledo. How about Toledo? Is it on there?
Nailed it.
Correct answer, Toledo, number four on the board. All right here, you are halfway done. You have got Cleveland. You have got Toledo. You have got Canton. You also have no strikes. Tyler, you seem like a world traveler. Let's see if you can continue this hot streak.
How about a Columbus, Ohio? Is there a Columbus?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
The number one answer on the board. Very shocking to me that Columbus is the most searched for city in the state of Ohio. All right, this is what you've gotten so far. Columbus, Cleveland, Toledo, and Canton. I scratched off Cincinnati. There are two more left. You do not have a strike. Tyler, you are a perfect game right now. You're the David Wells of the Google game.
You're jinxing me now.
Oh, here we go. Now you're about to miss.
How about Youngstown?
That's terrible.
Youngstown, not on the board. You're right. I mentioned the no-hitter, and then the next guy hit a home run. Tyler, that is my mistake here. You still have two answers left to win that pizza. Don't forget, Rob can also save you. Good guess with Youngstown. Not on the board, though.
I think Grand. How about Granville?
You blew it, boy. You really blew it.
Not on the board here, Tyler. You got off to a hot start, and then I jinxed you. I feel like an announcer here. Let me give you the cities that you have. You have guessed Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati was off the board, Toledo, and Canton. There are two cities left. These are the most searched for cities in Ohio, according to Google. You have one strike remaining here. Please choose wisely.
I don't know. How about, I think there's a Powell, Ohio, P-O-W-E-L-L.
That's terrible.
I got to put you on hold here, Tyler. It is up to Rob to save you here. Rob, we're going to go back to talking Chiefs here momentarily. Let's see if you can save Tyler. It's really my fault. I called him David Wells here in the sixth inning, and then it fell apart in the seventh. It completely fell apart. Three straight misses here. I mean, gutter ball after gutter ball here. Can you save Tyler and win him a pizza? Let me give you the cities one more time here. Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati is off the board. Toledo and Canton, Ohio. There are two cities left, Rob. Can you name one of them?
This seems easy. I will take the site of the first four, Dayton, Ohio.
Bang! That one goes down and the game is tied.
Dayton, Ohio was the number three answer on the board. Tyler, congratulations. You were saved by Rob. Let me give you the answers. Columbus, Cleveland, Dayton, Cincinnati, Toledo, Canton. You know what? I'll do this. Text line 913-586-7610. If you give me the other answer, I'll give you the pizza. Because I think the other answer is actually pretty easy here. If you keep up with sports and where very popular athletes were born, I think this is one that you should get. So I think this last city in Ohio is actually fairly easy, but let's see if the text line can get it. If you know, then we'll give you the pizza. If you don't know, then, well, we ain't giving you the pizza. All right, well, coming up in about 40 minutes or so, Nate Taylor will join us. You guys might remember the mayor of Cincinnati cracked this joke yesterday.
It is so galvanizing and energizing that our Cincinnati Bengals are again in the AFC Championship. Yes, that's right. Who day, baby? Who day? I will be going on Saturday morning. I'll be arriving in Kansas City, so I'll be at the game at Burrowhead Stadium. See what I did there? No? No? Okay. I love that.
You got crickets, my boy. Absolute crickets. Now, the mayor of Cincinnati just couldn't leave good enough alone. He tried to go up there and be a Bill Burr, Jerry Seinfeld stand-up comedian. He got crickets. You failed at the five-minute open mic night. Maybe it's not time for you to quit your day job and be a comedian. Well, you know what? He's got more jokes. New audio from the mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio. Listen to this foolishness.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now, therefore, I, Aftab Pierval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as they got to play us day in Cincinnati. Thank you.
I don't know if I have ever wanted the Chiefs to beat an opponent more than I want them to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the Bengals are a really good football team. I think they're well coached. I think they have a good quarterback. I think they've got the best wide receiver trio in the National Football League, a very capable defense. There's a lot of things to like about Cincinnati. I don't know when they became the 2007 New England Patriots. This man just made a paternity test joke about Patrick Mahomes. You've been to one Super Bowl and you lost. Rob, am I missing something? What is going on here? When did Cincinnati really start to be this villain? Have we ever seen the losing team in a Super Bowl talk as much noise as this Cincinnati Bengals team? Think about all the teams we've seen lose in the Super Bowl. Their mayor is making Burrowhead jokes. He's making Maury Povich, Jerry Springer, paternity test jokes towards the NFL MVP. What is going on? What has Cincinnati done to be so arrogant coming into this matchup? What have they done to do this much yapping heading into this game? I want to get back to talking about the football and the X's and O's. I got stats for days here. But what are we doing? This man got off a paternity test joke that they had to test Joe Burrow to see if he was Patrick Mahomes' father. When Mahomes has got a ring at the crib and Joe Burrow doesn't. Mahomes is his son. Yo, man, Cincinnati out of pocket, bro. Cincinnati is out of pocket. Have you ever been around somebody that, like, you knew them back when they were in high school? And it was all right. You know what I mean? It was cool, but they wasn't the most popular kid in school. Now they got a good job, and they start trying to act like they don't know you anymore. You're like, bro, I remember when you didn't start on senior night. I remember when you were playing JV basketball as a junior. Now you got a little job at Cerner, and now you two, you can't come over here and say what's up? That's how the Bengals are acting now. Just real brand new. I don't like this, man. I really, really don't like this. It's one thing for one of the players to be talking noise. The mayor has flapped his gums worse than any of the players have. Bro, you're the mayor. You trying to be cool, man? You trying to be trendy? You trying to go viral? You trying to do something for the TikTok? Show that your social media page is on fleek? What's going on here, man? I really don't like them. I get if you guys don't like them either, man. I really don't like them, man. This is crazy, man. You guys see how Chris Jones ended his press conference? Listen to this.
Take care. See y'all at Burrow Head.
This is nuts, man. They lost the Super Bowl. They're not even the reigning Super Bowl champions. This is crazy. I can't think of any losing team that's talked the way they're talking. I cannot think about it. I'm trying to think of the team that did. It's not even like they've won at Arrowhead like six times. They won one time at Arrowhead. All right, man. Good luck, man. I don't know what else to say other than good luck to them, man.
The craziest part is if you go to this guy's Twitter, which is where this came from, he literally, it's not like he was making just some cutesy joke. This is a literal legal document. They got to play us day. What a nerd. Nerd, dork, dweeb, whatever term you want, doesn't fit perfectly. This is peak dorky behavior. Whereas you're named after the state next to you, nerd. I hope the Chiefs pound the Bengals on the ground. I hope they keep showing he and Mayor Lucas sweet.
This is just shameful behavior. This is corny. I don't know. I don't even know how you can find this funny if you're on the other team. That just is flat out corny. Cornball behavior from the mayor of Cincinnati. All right, coming up on the other side. This is a Chris Jones game to me, man. Quite simple. I'm not even going to give you guys some vague tease. Chris Jones want to be the highest paid defensive lineman in the National Football League, but I need him to play really well on Sunday against Cincinnati. We'll talk about that on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with CDOT. The voice of Chiefs Kingdom, Mitch Holtis, joins the show every Monday starting at 4 o'clock.
Travis Kelce's on his own planet. When you look at it empirically, there is no way to compare him to anybody else.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Kansas City, it's George Karlaftis, and you're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Our NFL playoff coverage on 610 is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. The last city in the Google game was Akron. Akron, Ohio is one of the most Googled cities in Ohio. Makes sense. That is the birthplace of one LeBron James. Akron, Ohio was the answer. If Rob sent you a text, then you want a pizza. If Rob did not send you a text, then I hate to inform you, but you, in fact, are not the winner of the pizza. If you had just tuned in, we got a follow-up message from the mayor of Cincinnati. You might remember the mayor of Cincinnati dropped this heater yesterday as a joke.
It is so galvanizing and energizing that our Cincinnati Bengals are again in the AFC Championship. Yes, that's right. Who day, baby? Who day? I will be going on Saturday morning. I'll be arriving in Kansas City, so I'll be at the game at Burrowhead Stadium. See what I did there? No? No? Okay. I love that.
Woo-hoo! Good zinger, man. I felt in that moment that the universe had given you a sign that this is not a thing that you should be doing. You might be a good politician. I don't know the gentleman. He might be a very good rising politician. Maybe he'll be a senator one day or a House of Representatives. The man may very well run for president one day. I don't know. But you know what? He's not a comedian. He's not funny. If that joke doesn't land with your base, then that joke isn't going to land anywhere. That joke only works in one city in America. They don't even think that it's funny. You couldn't even nail that punchline. Well, you know what? He decided to do two shows. I mean, I thought it was going to be a one night only. I thought it was going to be a Jennifer Hudson Dream Girls one night only. It was not a one night only. He had an encore joke.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now, therefore, I, Aftab Pierval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as They Gotta Play Us Day in Cincinnati. Thank you.
Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. I don't like that guy. I don't even know that guy. I don't even know the mayor of Cincinnati's name. I don't want to know. I just know that I don't like him. And I think that he's a clown. That's what my heart is telling me right now. I try to tell you guys how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel he's a clown. Just ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I didn't want to play that so you guys could hear what a clown the Cincinnati mayor is. Just absolutely ridiculous. At some point at the end of the season, Chris Jones is going to go to his agent. I believe he's represented by the Katz brothers. And he's going to say, hey, what do we need to do to get me paid? I just put together a first team all-pro year. I'm one of the finalists for defensive player of the year in the National Football League. What do we need to do as an organization? as a team here to get me paid? And his agent's going to say, you know what, I'll talk to him. He'll call up. Call up Brett Veach. And they'll have a conversation about it. You know what I would do if I'm Chris Jones? There doesn't even need to be a conversation. Look at what I did in the AFC Championship game. Can you guys win Super Bowls without me? You don't got to do any other talking. Some people think that Chris Jones has passed Aaron Donald as the best defensive lineman in the National Football League. I think a lot of people feel that way. You guys want to know what Aaron Donald did last year in the Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals? He had 2 sacks. He had 3 hits on the quarterback. The final 2 plays of the game, in which it was a turnover on downs, guess who was in on both defensive plays? You guessed it. Aaron Donald. I don't need to do anything else. I'm cemented. I think Chris Jones is one of the best defensive players in the National Football League. I think he was a worthy first-team all-defense guy. I think he's worthy of being up for the defensive player of the year. He needs to be a game wrecker and a game changer in this matchup against Cincinnati. I'm tired of coming on here and telling you guys how Cincinnati's offensive line is down and how the Chiefs can't exploit it and look at their left tackles not playing and their right tackles not playing. This is a matchup that the Chiefs should win. Man, just go do it. You want to get paid like Aaron Donald? Go give me an Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl kind of effort. Be a disruptor. Be a game changer. Be a guy that makes plays that result in a Chiefs win. Because one thing that Chris Jones hasn't done is hasn't really played that great against Cincinnati. I think you can say the exact same thing about Frank Clark. Frank Clark has not played great in their matchups against Cincinnati. Joe Burrow has had 76 dropbacks in the last 2 games, and they have gotten 2 sacks. And one of those sacks was really just, well, nobody is open. I can't just throw it away because we're trying to run the clock out. So I'll just kind of knee here and keep the clock moving. I'll just let you touch me, and that's a sack. No. Chris Jones needs to be a disruptor. Frank Clark needs to be a disruptor. Are those guys getting pressure? Are those guys transforming the football game? If Chris Jones plays to the level that he played this season, the Chiefs win this football game. If you get the same version of Frank Clark that played last week, that on one single drive was the reason that the Jacksonville Jaguars punted. He was the reason they punted on a drive. He stopped a screen play. He forced the penalty and got a sack in 3 consecutive plays. That's winning the game defensively. Can Frank Clark take advantage of a backup left tackle and do the exact same thing? Is Frank Clark going to give us one of these speeches after the game? Because if Frank Clark has one of these in a sequel, that means the Chiefs won.
Past 2 games, he's gained 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we weren't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards. They call him the best rusher in the league. We're sending this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me. And all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't catch. Everybody on social media said,
they must not know who I am yet. They're going to find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own and last name on it, that KC. KC, ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, there's no change. Look at that. We're the best.
Go join.
That's the Frank Clark that you need on Sunday against Cincinnati. My keys to this game for a Chiefs win are simple. Protect the football. Win the turnover differential. Protect the quarterback. Have a clean pocket. Is Mahomes comfortable? Are you able to run the football? Are you able to control the line of scrimmage by being more physical up front than they are? Do you get pressure on Joe Burrow? You don't got to do all 3 of those things.
if you do two out of three, and the team that I think does two out of those three things better will be the team that wins this football game. The Chiefs have all of the talent defensively to be able to get pressure and make things difficult for Joe Burrow. And they just haven't in the matchups so far. If that changes in this game, then this is a game that Kansas City can win. It's a game they can win. It's that simple. This is a game that they can win if they can do that one thing in this game. They've got to do a better job at getting pressure on the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. I think there's three things that need to change from this matchup than what we saw the first time that these two teams played each other. My big thing in this game is, can Kansas City avoid the mistake? The Chiefs have made mistakes, critical mistakes, in all three of the matchups, and that's been the reason that they've lost. These two teams have been incredibly even. Think about it. They have played three games, and Cincinnati is just +9 in the point differential. It's not like Cincinnati's blown Kansas City out. Kansas City hasn't blown them out. They have played fairly even football over these three matchups. Can Kansas City avoid the mistake? Can they avoid the things that have cost them in the fourth quarter and second half of these games and win? There was a tweet that I saw earlier in the week. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are 3-0 against Mahomes and the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have led by 18, 14, and 7 points in these three games. The Chiefs have never trailed entering the fourth quarter. The Chiefs have trailed for just an average of 15 minutes in each game. So the Chiefs have been the controlling team for a majority of this series against the Cincinnati Bengals. They have only trailed for an average of 7 minutes and 52 seconds in each second half of these games. In each of these second halves, can the Chiefs avoid critical mistakes that have been the reason that they have lost these football games? Critical mistakes like this.
Shotgun formation. Snap back to Burrow. Been comfortable in the pocket. Now it's intercepted over the middle on an overthrow. A flag thrown on the play. Moving right is Thornhill. 45-40 up the sideline. Two blocks. Thornhill stays on his feet. Still inside the 10-yard line and down to the 8. A penalty flag thrown, but right now it's an interception by Juan Thornhill all the way down to the Cincinnati 8-yard line with a 53-yard interception return.
It looks like it's going to come back. Maybe contact down the field on Jamar Chase, who was the intended receiver.
Pass interference. Defense, number 21. Ball he placed the spot of the foul. Automatic first down.
A 53-yard interception by Juan Thornhill, wiped out with a defensive pass interference called on Trent McDuffie of the Chiefs.
The Chiefs force a turnover. It is called back because of a defensive penalty. I looked this up because I was curious. This stat blew my mind when I looked it up. In these three games against Cincinnati, Cincinnati has scored on 6 drives that were aided by a Chiefs defensive penalty on third or fourth down. Think about that. Third down, you were getting off the field. Defensive holding, automatic first down. You can't give good teams outs. You can't give good teams extra possessions, extra set of downs, a fresh set of downs. A fourth and one, you get a legal hands to the face. They get an automatic first down from first and goal. You can't continue to do that. 6 drives over these three games, the Chiefs have either gotten off the field on third down or fourth down for a defensive penalty to have happened that have resulted in an automatic first down. That's the reason why you lose close football games. In a 3-point game, a 4-point game, the difference is penalties. The difference is turnovers. The difference is those small little mistakes that happen over the course of the game that Kansas City must clean up if they're going to beat the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. Coming up in just a bit, we'll be joined in studio by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, Tom Bahali will join us in studio. Before we do that, there was a time before this was called the Arrowhead Invitational, you know? Now, for the last 5 years, the Kansas City Chiefs have dominated the AFC Championship game. They haven't let anybody else host it. They have ownership of the AFC Championship game. But you know what? Back in a pre-Patrick Mahomes world, Other teams used to go to the AFC Championship game. Other teams used to host it. There was a game that was played between the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Think about that. The last AFC Championship game that didn't include the Chiefs was the Patriots in Jacksonville. Blake Bortles started. And this was the top song in the country the last time that that happened. Hey. This seems like a song that you have gotten down to on a Tuesday night.
2018, Rob, definitely liked a little Havana. A little Camila Cabello. 2018, Rob enjoyed this.
That just seems like a song they used to get down to, you know? You used to cut a rug, you know? That was the most popular song the last time that another team hosted the AFC Championship game. This also happened the last time another team hosted the AFC Championship game.
Blake Bortles is starting to follow the same career path as Tom Brady as he is managing his team into the AFC Championship and eventually into the Super Bowl.
That didn't happen. I'm sad to report to you guys that Blake Bortles did not mirror the career of Tom Brady, and they did not win the game. Now, you know, I don't know why you would ever pick Jacksonville to go on the road and beat the New England Patriots, but hey, everybody is entitled to their own prediction. You know, I can't tell anybody what takes they should have, but you know, if I'm doing the say it out loud test, I don't know why I would ever pick Blake Bortles in a road game over Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, but Mike Welch did, you know, that's his journey, you know, it's his journey. I gotta let him walk his own journey. You have to. Here was the top movie in the country the last time that another team hosted the AFC Championship game.
Oh my God, Fridge?
Yeah, I'm Fridge. Who are you?
It's me, Spencer.
Who is she?
Martha?
Why am I wearing half a shirt and short shorts in the jungle?
I think we got sucked into Jumanji and we become the avatars we chose.
So that means
Bethany?
Oh, wait, Bethany? Don't look at it!
I'm an overweight middle-aged man. Oh. I don't have my Claritin, and all I see around here is pollen.
Well, I don't have the top 2 feet of my body.
I'm going to tell you guys a secret here. That Jumanji movie is actually not that bad. That Jumanji movie is actually kind of enjoyable. It's actually very funny. Now, I don't know if we needed a sequel to Jumanji. I think we went a little too far there. And then they tried to remake the remake of Jumanji with that Jungle Cruise. Didn't they like do another movie together?
That's a different film.
Okay, my bad. But didn't they do another movie together?
I don't know if Kevin Hart's in that movie, but The Rock definitely was in Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, I knew they did like another one. Like what? I don't know why we're doing that. I don't know why we remade the remake of Jumanji. It doesn't make any sense. Jumanji was the top movie in the country the last time that another team hosted the AFC Championship game. Jack Black, very funny in that movie. Very funny.
I enjoyed that film. I'm not going to lie to you. It's
good.
It makes me laugh. It's a modern version of Jumanji. There's nothing to dislike.
What movie do you think of with The Rock? Like, The Rock might be the most popular actor that like, doesn't have a movie.
Oh, God, I don't even know. I'm like, he's been in so much random stuff. Where does my head go when I think of The Rock?
I think it's Fast Five.
I was thinking one of the Fast and Furious movies. Fast Five.
Like, the first one that he's in is actually really good. He's done some stinkers, though.
Is that the one where he jumps out of the building, though, or is it the second one he's in?
I mean, it's. You want me to name the ridiculous thing in Fast and Furious? They went to space in the last one. What are you talking about? They went to space in the last one.
No, the first one was they're in Brazil. Actually, that is right. Yeah, when they steal the safe and it's just driving around the city with it.
That's the best scene in any of the Fast and the Furious. That's an incredible scene.
That's the best one, period.
All right, top TV show. Now, I have no clue what this is going to be, but it's normally only one of three shows. Hey, a different one. Game of Thrones was the top TV show in the country the last time that another team outside of Kansas City hosted the AFC Championship game. I'll never forget the first time I watched The Red Wedding. I was pacing around my house. I couldn't believe it. I was so happy for the Stark family. And then I was very sad for the Stark family. Things changed very quickly in the episode. I just start to like all these characters, and then they were no longer. Then they were gone. What a time. I wish I could go back and see that again for the first time. That was a great point in my life. My life might have peaked at that exact moment when I watched The Red Wedding on HBO Max. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined in studio by Nate Taylor of The Athletic as we continue to get you ready for the AFC Championship game this Sunday between the Chiefs and the Bengals. Coming up in 1 hour, Tamba Hali is scheduled to join us in studio. We're talking Chiefs right here on 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.